Many years ago, I lived in Scotland. I lived in Scotland for about 7 years. I was a minister in Scotland. And one of the traditions, anyone Scottish here? Yes? Okay, first footing. First footing, okay. So the whole idea of first footing was that when it got to like 5 to midnight, you chucked someone out of the house. And it was usually the youngest man in the family. So he was thrown out of the house at about 5 to midnight. Has anyone been part of first footing and done this? Okay. Oh, okay. So Yorkshire with Scottish heritage. So you chuck this person out of the house, and at midnight, as the chimes, they would knock on the door. They would knock the door, and you'd have to open the door, and they'd say, Happy New Year, and they'd come in with coal. And I was reading all about this online, and also other things. Who knew? It was only ever coal in our house. It was never anything else. But there's traditions of it being some liqueur, which we won't go into, and shortbread, and other things that they would come in with, but that never happened. They just came into our house with some coal. Why coal, do you think? Why would coal? Why would someone come into your house with coal? To bring luck. Oh, okay. To bring heat to the home. That's it, we're getting there now. To bring heat to the home. Anything else? If you go back quite a way, it would be to cook, wouldn't it? Because everyone would cook on a fire. So it would be to bring heat and light. It would be to bring nourishment and food. It kind of, strange things moved. And then we moved into being English. And if you get coal for Christmas, what does that mean? If you get coal in your stocking, you've been bad. So didn't anyone get coal in the stocking at Christmas? You lucky people. No, neither did I. But it kind of changed from it being a thing of goodness, of bringing light and heat and warmth, to like, aha, you've been bad, and you can have some coal in your stocking. Well, in this vision of Isaiah, coal plays an important part. If you look at the Bible, coal is actually, it features in the book of Isaiah more than any other book in the Bible. There you go, useless fact for New Year's Day. It features in the book of Isaiah more than any other book in the Bible. And we see that the angel took the coal from the altar of God and touched the lips of Isaiah with the coal. So he kind of kissed him with the coal. Strange, isn't it? It's sort of strange symbolism to be kissed with a piece of coal. But that's what happened, that this coal was used to touch Isaiah's lips. And in the touching of Isaiah's lips, he received forgiveness. He received forgiveness from guilt. He received forgiveness from his sins. Now, we don't need coal to receive forgiveness from our sins, because we have Jesus. And Jesus is the one who brings forgiveness for our sins. Jesus is the one who sets us free and allows us to have a life that's not full of guilt and shame. We have Jesus. We've just celebrated Emmanuel, God with us. And as we've celebrated and looked at the cross, we looked at the manger, we've thought of the cross and the fact that Jesus comes to set us free and to bring us freedom. He always did. Well, if we look at his life, there's some characters that he meets who don't seem to be really worthy of forgiveness, like the Zacchaeus. What do we know about Zacchaeus? He was selfish. He cheated people. He was mean. People didn't like him. But Jesus forgave him regardless. And then there was the woman who was caught in an awkward situation, and people dragged her to Jesus and said, look, she deserves to die. And what did Jesus do? Jesus didn't listen to them. He forgave her. And then there was Peter, when on the night before Jesus was killed, and Peter like said, I don't know this guy, I don't know him, go away, I don't know him. But Jesus forgave Peter. And then there was the man on the cross next to Jesus, a man who had committed murder, but Jesus forgave him. Because Jesus always forgives. We don't need living coal to touch our lips these days because we have Jesus who always forgives. And just as he forgave Isaiah and he removed his guilt and he removed his sin, so he does that to us. And I think at the beginning of 2020, there's no better message to say that actually that's our message. That's it. Jesus forgives us for all that we've done. Whether you think you deserve it or not, he forgives you anyway. I had a lady in my last church who would often say to me, when we say the Lord's Prayer, we say, forgive us our sins and as we forgive other people. But she said, what we never say in that is, help us to forgive ourselves. And I've thought about that a lot in the years, that actually a lot of us hold ourselves accountable. And a lot of us say that we're not worthy of forgiveness. What did Isaiah say? Like, I am not worthy. I am a man of unclean lips and I live among a people who are just like me. But regardless, the coal came and touched his lips and he was forgiven. And regardless, the four characters I just mentioned before, whether we thought they were worthy or not, they were forgiven. So are you worthy of forgiveness? Are you so bad, do you think, that actually you can't possibly be forgiven? You can forgive other people, but you can't forgive yourself. Because if you knew me and the things that I've done, you wouldn't like me. Some people think that. If you knew me, really knew me, you wouldn't like me. Whereas, in fact, the message this morning is that God knows you and he likes you and he forgives you. And what better way to move into 2020 than thinking, actually, I'm okay because God has forgiven me for all that I've done. Even when I've struggled to forgive myself, he forgives me for all that I've done. Jesus is all about forgiveness. When he walked upon the earth, he was about forgiveness, and today he's all about forgiveness. So on this year, on 2020, in the year 2020, may you know the forgiveness of God afresh so that you can start not holding yourself back, but that you can know that you are worthy, not because of anything that you've done, but because of what Jesus has done for you. Let's just stop for a moment and pray. Father, thank you that whoever we are, whatever we've done, you offer us forgiveness. And at this beginning of the new year, we confess to you that we've done stuff in the past that we wish we hadn't done. We've let you down. We've let our friends down. We've let our family down. We've done stuff that we've not even confessed to anybody. We've just kept it all to ourselves. But right now, we just thank you that you forgive us, that you say, regardless of our past, that we are worthy. And we thank you for this whole new beginning that comes at the beginning of the new year. Thank you, Lord, that you kind of kiss us with that living coal and you say to us that we are completely forgiven. Thank you for this whole new beginning in Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul, come and join me.